The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's first business and personal finance station. Today, we're talking to the co-founders of Accelerating Asia. Craig Dixon and Amra Naidu join us today. It's a regional network of startup programs and an early stage venture capital fund headquartered here in Singapore. Guys, thanks for coming today.
Thanks for having us.
I think we might need some help, though, Craig and Amra. Accelerating Asia, what's it about? How are you helping startups?
Yeah, so basically Accelerating Asia, like you said, is a network of startup programs. So what we do is we run Singapore's only independent startup accelerator, but we also work with lots of partners, so multinationals, governments, on how they engage with startups. And the final part to what we do is we have a venture capital fund. So we're trying to cover kind of the whole ecosystem here and provide as much support as possible to startups in the region.
Independent from whom?
Well, most accelerators and startup programs are backed by someone. So they usually have one partner, so one government behind them or one corporate behind them.
So the reason for this particular model is what, Craig?
So I've actually worked with sponsored-backed programs before, and there's a lot of support, so financial and otherwise. But what you do have is some compromises with the goals of the sponsor versus the goals that the program and the startups have for each other. And so I think with our program being independent, we can align our goals exactly with the startups that we're mentoring and investing in more than anyone else can.
Was that the genesis for Accelerating Asia?
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Just to do your own thing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm also a previous founder myself, so having empathy for the founder perspective and looking for programs to get support from, I think, is a huge differentiator as well. So we are founders ourselves. We're running almost a bit of a startup ourselves with Accelerating Asia. And I think the credibility for founders coming into a program like that gives us a big advantage over the other programs.
Then why the focus on sustainable development?
Yeah, so this is a project that we're working with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade for Australia. And really, it's a smart cities accelerator. And the focus is really on, I think there's a lot of buzz about smart cities. So what we're really trying to do is go beyond the buzz. How can we make cities better connected, more resilient, and more sustainable? So looking beyond, I guess, the big buzzwords and looking at how the cities are really going to develop. Because I think you might be familiar, so the UN just released a report, which is basically, I think it's over 2/3 of the population are going to be living in cities by 2050. So that's a huge amount of people.
Why is it important to you that sustainable development be the focus for Accelerating Asia?
I think this is more a little bit on my background as well. So I used to work for UN Women. I used to run their Global Social Entrepreneurship Program. And I really saw a lot of opportunities there to connect the startup world and the social impact world a lot better, because we used to get a lot of social entrepreneurs coming to us looking for funding for solutions, with tech-enabled solutions. And I saw an opportunity there to kind of connect the two worlds a lot better, because in the startup world, you have a lot of people building a lot of stuff. And hopefully we can connect them to more impactful and meaningful problems.
Craig, talk to us why Singapore, you've decided to be headquartered here. I mean, anecdotally, we're quite a regulated city. Beware where you spit.
Yeah, so I think Singapore is certainly the best place in the region by far to base a business. When you look at regulatory, when you look at the legal system, when you look at access to internet, transport, and links to travel in between, it's a huge advantage. So our core accelerator programs have startups from 6 different countries. All of them are coming to Singapore. They're opening businesses here. They're bringing their IP to Singapore. And that's a huge win for them. They get access to venture capital investment that's here and not in their home countries. And Singapore wins because we're bringing companies that are very innovative to base their headquarters here and bring their IP. So, yeah.
So the response so far, pretty good. The call to action was not too long ago, right?
Not too long ago. And I think part of the reason why is we're going after a different profile of startups. So we're looking at startups that already have traction and revenue and customers, where a lot of the other programs are looking at much earlier stage startups. And as far as we can tell, there aren't other programs that are properly servicing this profile of startup. And I think that's one of our main advantages.
How many would you like to have in the pool?
In our core program, we currently have 10. ASCA is also looking at 10 per batch. And that seems to be a pretty good size because there is a certain point of time where the resources get strained too much if you have too many startups per batch. So 10 to 15 is the goal per cohort.
Why do you reckon startups are uniquely positioned to lead smart city development?
I think startups are well positioned to solve many problems better than the established players or larger players because they can move faster, they can experiment. A large corporate can't really experiment on its customers without having some big blowback, but a startup can. And I think these are huge advantages. They can move fast and they can learn much faster from customers through direct interactions.
How involved, though, will Accelerating Asia be with these entities after the 7-month program?
So we have a post-program alumni support personnel and program as well.
At some stage, you want to sort of let go.
Yeah, you let them
go.
And so I think it goes from being like proactive to reactive. So we will do proactive check-ins from time to time, but we will also have a landing pad and resources that they can access when they want to, but they aren't required to do a continuous program, you know, their whole lives.
Talk to us a bit more of what will be happening in those 7 months. It's not just, you know, brainstorming and everyone looking all worried, perhaps. Yeah. There'll be some hands-on, yeah.
We hope they're not too worried. We hope they're excited to join. So basically, the program looks like there's a week-to-week, a weekly cadence. Usually, we start off Monday morning. They have an agile-style stand-up. And this is really just to set the week's priorities for the startups. And goal setting is a big part of what we help them to do. We also have masterclasses and one-on-ones with our entrepreneur in residence. So an entrepreneur in residence is a key part of all of our programs. And this is an entrepreneur who's gone through what these startups are going through.
I was going to ask, where's this person from?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So we have a couple of entrepreneur in residences. So it's good for the startups to be able to tap onto these people. The other thing is we're very mentor-backed, which basically means we tap on our resources and our networks to find mentors for these startups, specifically in the areas that they may have issues in, and to support them with their growth there.
What do you think of Singapore's startup landscape? I mean, Craig was saying this is a great place to do business, but for the startups, enough support, you reckon?
I think there's plenty of support. So I brought my startup here from Hong Kong in 2013. The ecosystem has changed and improved dramatically. You're seeing resources come in globally. So you're seeing American investment capital here, Japanese investment capital, Chinese investment capital. It's the launch pad for huge unicorn investments throughout the region, including Indonesia is kind of the big newsmaker recently. So I think any startup that wants to access Southeast Asia and even broader would be well thought out to base themselves here. Yeah.
Tips for some of these startups as they embark on the 7-month program, should they be selected, what they should be looking out for, how they should get prepared. Amra.
Ooh, how they should get prepared. I think
being this boot camp, you know, is looking like.
Boot camp is quite a big deal. So we basically bring the top 25 to Singapore and select down to the 10. So it is quite a high intense, high pressure environment for many people. But we also try and make it as useful as possible. And I think if you approach it in a way that you can try and get as much as possible from the people that you're going to meet there, who are all decision makers, investors in the region, and use it as an opportunity or see that weekend as an opportunity, then you're going to get the best out of it at that particular time. I think storytelling is something that we work on very, very closely with all of the founders. So if you can start to
what sort of narrative do you want to tell?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's something that Craig works very closely with all the founders on, is refining their pitch. So we have closing on the 4th of August. So there's plenty of time to submit an application.
To refine the pitch. Right,
exactly.
Craig?
Yeah.
You can find out more at acceleratingasia.com. That's acceleratingasia.com. If you can't spell accelerating, I can't help you. Craig Dixon and Amra Naidu, co-founders at Accelerating Asia. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.